So, let me get back to vegetables in Florida. I don't think they're so important. Now, I don't want to see this land used for houses. I want the state of Florida to define the sheet flow area of the Everglades and keep the people out. The great problem we have in East Florida is that people have gone and built there without permits, without electricity. They put in shacks. The Florida Power and Light Companies found the houses there and they run poles out, give them electricity. So then when the high water comes, as it came 2 years ago with a flash hurricane, and you had too much water down there in the East Everglades. And recently, where we had these early rains that were so good for a great deal, they began to flood the East Everglades. And the people who had come down illegally into the East Everglades began to yell and scream for more drainage. Well, let them have floods. That's what we've got to have there, is water. They should not be allowed to build in the area reserved for the water. You can't try to do everything at once. You know, we have this odd idea of multiple use, say for a recreation area. You can't use a water system for recreation. You gotta use it for water. You can't expect that it'll do well for water if you use it for building or for hunting or water or anything else. So there we got this bad problem in East Everglades because people are living there who don't belong there and they want the state either to buy the land or to drain it. Well, that's stupid. They have no business to be. Some way, they should go away. We used to have that idea about let the buyer beware. If they didn't know that when they bought, it's their own fault. Nobody made them. Well, we have a great many more problems in the area, but the main problem is this of restoring the Kissimmee, cleaning up the Lake Okeechobee, and restoring the sheet flow of the Everglades. In that process, we have a lot of minor problems, and I don't know what I'm talking too long.
You're fine.
Because the trouble with me is, when I get started talking, I guess John DeGroat is one of the few people who can stop me. So I should depend on you. Anyway, well, I can say a few more words. We have the Everglades National Park, which has been a great asset to the south of us, and I was one of the two people still alive who were on the original committee for the building of the park. But when the park was put in, it was put in south of the Tamiami Trail, which had been put on, it was finished in 28 from Collier County, and it cut off the water to the south. So the park has never had enough water. And since we've had these other roads and the whole cutting down of the sheet flow, it hasn't had one-tenth of the water it should have. So the park itself has been changing from a wetland park, which it was, and a completely unique and wonderful one. These dreadful trees have been coming in, not only the Australian pine, but the Brazilian pepper, Scinus terebinthifolius, I think it is. And the Melaleuca, which is the worst of all, has been coming in like mad in the park, changing the character of the park.